8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
Hello, I'm David Gorin, host of the Shortwave Shindig, coming to you as part of the annual Winter Shortwave Listeners Fest on WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida, 7570 kHz, Shortwave, at Wavefarm's WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. For the next 2 hours, we'll hear selections from the Shortwave's Long Distance Open Call for Audio Work, inspired by the long distance listening experience and the signature sounds emanating from the shortwave radio spectrum. The call is in conjunction with the 35th anniversary of the Winter SWL Fest and Wave Farm's 25th anniversary, and is a joint project of the North American Shortwave Association, Montez Press Radio, and Wave Farm, a center for the transmission arts. Here's Executive Director Galen Joseph Hunter to tell us more.
Thanks so much, David. Wave Farm began in March 1997 as an artist collective in Brooklyn, New York, called Free 103.9. We were an active participant in the micro-radio movement across the country that helped create a new low-power FM radio service in the U.S. In late 2004, we expanded upstate to New York's Upper Hudson Valley to establish an artist residency program. Wave Farm's 29-acre property is home to several radio art installations, and our programs at large support artists and organizations that engage with media and the electromagnetic spectrum as an art form. In 2011, we launched WGXC 90.7 FM, a full-power FM creative community station with the slogan Radio for Open Ears. WGXC is, to our knowledge, the only station in the U.S. to devote significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. To learn more about WGXC and all of Wavefarm's programs, visit wavefarm.org. There you can also listen to this program again. We'll start off the first hour of Shortwave's Long Distance with Radio Fiendly by Steve Smith.
Collecting radios over the years eventually became musical adventures as well, and inspired me to form Spasmodular Sounds from Steve's Shortwave recording project. This piece is from that series, and it's titled Radio Fiendly. I used a 1958 model National shortwave radio for this, and I played a synth bass on top of it.
Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. I'm the apostle ship of prayer, and I suspect you're thinking that Jesus is not, after he was baptized in the Jordan River, Jesus went into a desert wilderness where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. I'm the apostle ship of prayer, and I suspect you're thinking that Jesus is God.
Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki.
We just heard Radio Findlay by Steve Smith.
This is a piece called El Trabajo y la Paz by Jill Friedberg from Seattle, Washington. This is a composition I made using recordings from Radio Sandino the night that Somoza surrendered and left Nicaragua. I've mixed in field recordings to create a piece that imagines Nicaraguans in their rural communities that night, listening to the news crackle through the sounds of the forest. This includes recordings I made of accordion and water harp using a LOM geophone seismic microphone.
Hay que evitar a toda costa la anarquía y las facciones individuales, hermanos nicaragüenses, acatando las disposiciones del nuevo gobierno. El FSLN reafirma públicamente que no se permitirá ninguna ejecución ni violencia física contra aquellos militares que acatan la orden de alto el fuego. Triunfado después de largos años de lucha y sacrificio. Nosotros hemos cumplido, así cumpliremos todas las metas que nos hemos propuesto. Es porque el pueblo, con su sangre y su lucha, han hecho posible el triunfo. El trabajo y la paz.
That was El Trabajo y Paz by Jill Friedberg.
Hi, I'm Kelly Dunframe, sound artist from Milan, Italy. My sound explorations are divided between electroacoustic composition with the use of radio noises, found sound and synthesizers, and data sonification, where code interprets data and turns into sound. A Circle Has No End is part of the audio project Flatline Voyages, where I explore the connection between drone music and shortwave radio fragments collected during lockdown.
prophet has been mentioned.
He will banish you.
We just heard A Circle Has No End by Kelladon Frame.
I'm artist Max Hall, and you're about to hear my radiophonic work, Waves of Resistance, Radio Art Without Boundaries. It's in Gaelic and English and was recorded in Canterbury and on the Celtic Explorer marine ship out on the Atlantic Ocean off the Irish coast. It features the voices of Myraid, Na Cronan and Alexandra Juno, and was originally commissioned by Louise Manifold for Galway 2020 as a micro-broadcast across the Aran Island of Inishere. Waves of Resistance considers how radio helps us with forced isolation and how visible and invisible boundaries can be broken via radio waves as an act of resistance. Was in part inspired by the kitchen table broadcasts of Galway woman's pirate radio activist, Margareta D'Arcy.
I brazalig liach, cúdithe ag ceo na hintine, fuí chelt vank porcupine. I tsúd a bhí sa tóir orm, tá si treis tethe. Ní púca de vinnicíacht mé ná bwéler, ag críla har yergimlach, bianna biola, Glace Bay, Hamburg, Canterbury, agus a wad níos fuide igéin. Teachtarach da húri li chélamuid, ón éanrú éigintach. Tága dheire leis na teornacha in ar dímpel, muilu an bíon de thura tarchúr daunda, ó bhórd na cistine cleisim hú a Margareta. Níl na marav a gorav agat níos mú, níl agna ná líonra i de híl. Tá a háirtín tríis fós, péáin fónara fósta a níos ascaimse. Tugan ma radio chun siúl mé fai dhéfar ón dorachadas, agus an chuir scaramuid dar muachas. A mu ar a bharaga bhór agus ón áit chóníthe a banú díam. Níl ma din ar nénar, teachtaracht ar son na héntachta, ban alíntóirí ar muir. Denan ma chó ghúlí radio mé a bhela leis an gáire gáfach gan stad a hagan ó chucht bhún a maintir mius á deistí. Bhí seo ar ólas ag Benjamin. Is crua an buile an neamhchéintacht, ach fós an buináin nua a níos. Nach féidir an éon ní eile dhéanamh agus muid ag feitheamh ar an am ceart. Ag feitheamh. Na haon a ceó leo, agus an dúlra ag leanúint a raig, ag teacht a gabhar orainn.
High Brazil calling, shrouded in mind fog, hidden from sight on the porcupine bank. Those who have sought me have taken flight. I am no phantom frequency. Transmitting across Derek Malag's Nabiana Biola, Glace Bay, Hamburg, Canterbury, and far, far beyond. A message to unite us from enforced solitude. Let the borders around us disappear. Pain eased through global transmission. From kitchen table, I hear you, Margarita. No longer counting the dead, living in fear and dread. My garden has grown. Bean sprouts rocket high. My radio speeds me away from the darkness. And our forced separation. Out on the ocean and from my annexed home, we are not alone. A message of unity. Women artists at sea. My radio ally disarms me with the ongoing haw-haw of ceaseless power misused. Benjamin knew this. Uncertainty rocks hard, but new shoots push through. Is this all we can do to bide our time? Waiting. Birds sing on as nature carries on throwing us a line. Thank you.
That was Waves of Resistance by Mags Hall.
Hi, I'm Johann Diedrich.
And I'm Kaylee Staples.
And we are Glass Salt,
an experimental music and sound duo based in Brooklyn and Toronto.
Our piece, Shooting Star, is an excerpt from Cove, a radiophonic piece we created in December 2021 on the shores of Lake Ontario, south of Toronto.
Where radio waves meet the water's waves, birdsong meets human song, and spontaneous music occurs.
which lay open.
That was Shooting Star by Glass Salt.
Sounds Dancing Through Space and Where They Might Take Us. Another Nightlife by Dixie Trichel, Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, is an experimental sound collage created with live shortwave broadcasts, field recordings, original and found sounds.
Sideband mode so that you can actually tune around slowly and not miss out on some of the weak signals that are easily missed when you are in AM.
Thank you. Dark in here.
To respond to what Ryan said earlier about,
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to explore the imagination of our audience, as well as you.
Any specific comments, questions, or suggestions on what you've just heard, we're always very pleased to hear from you.
That was Another Nightlife by Dixie Tricol. Our next piece is by Ian Moorhead.
Shortwave is a new work inspired by coded and clandestine radio broadcasts in Australia, including Cherry Ripe, a number station that transmitted from the Northern Territory until 2009. Radio Morbere, a Timorese radio station that communicated with activists in Darwin following the invasion of East Timor, and JN25, coded Japanese messages intercepted by radio units across northern Australia during World War II.
Charlie Gold, Oscar Mike. Uniform DNA.
That was Shortwave Part 2 by Ian Moorhead. You've been listening to selections from Shortwave's Long Distance, an open call for audio work inspired by the long distance listening experience and the signature sounds emanating from the shortwave radio spectrum. The call is in conjunction with the 35th anniversary of the Winter SWL Fest and Wavefarm's 25th anniversary. It's a joint project of the North American Shortwave Association, Wavefarm, and Montes Press Radio.
That was the Radio Art Hour. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.